y'all are all used to is that I end up starting out and I end up telling a story about my kids, right? You're all anticipating this. Today the story is about me doing something dumb. And it's about this sermon title. I hate writing a sermon title. Sermon's fine. I hate putting a title on it. And I don't know if you know the way that this normally works, but when I fill in here, early on in the week, I try to text Greg, you know, what are the texts going to be, what's the title? And I forgot this week. I sent him the text, but I forgot the title. And about Thursday, I think Lene emailed me, hey, what's the title going to be? I think on Friday, she emailed me again. So I'm like, okay, King's giving gifts, and people have bad gifts and priorities, right? And it's a terrible title, because it has nothing to do with this sermon at all. Because what do you do with a parable like this? A lot of my friends hate preaching the parables. Jesus already said it. He told a really good story, and he's God, so he's going to do better than we do telling a story as an illustration. What are you supposed to do? Explain the joke? It's not funny if you explain it. And this one in particular, this is such a hammer verse, right? It ends up with some dude getting thrown out into the outer darkness because he wasn't dressed right. He wasn't doing the right things. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's a scary one. You look at it and you're like, maybe we need to go back to Isaiah. Eat what is good, delight yourselves in rich food. That's a whole lot easier. But Jesus is after something, and I think it's not the way this has been used a lot of the time. That many are called, but few are chosen, has been an excuse through a lot of the history of the church to exclude people. The Jesus that we follow isn't really about excluding people. He's not really about picking the people that deserve it. He's about including people. He's about loving people. He's about us loving each other. So you got to look a little bit harder to see what he's up to here. The time that he's telling this is Matthew 22. This is Holy Week. He's getting ready to die. And he's talking to the Pharisees, the folks who are getting ready to kill him. He knows that they're after him. The next verse that we don't read is, the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him. Because he's instigating. He's trying to get after them. He's talking to the good, religious, Sunday morning people who think that they're in and they've got it right. He's talking to the proper folks who do it right and think, well, of course we're the ones who deserve to come to the feast. Of course we're the ones that God invites. And he starts off saying, hey, the kingdom of heaven is like a wedding feast for God's Son. It's not some celebration of you doing the right thing. The kingdom of heaven is not your reward for being good. He's already making people mad. And maybe he's already poking at us. Because we're good people, right? We do the right things. We deserve a reward. A pat on the back. We do that extra. Right, God? It's like, nah, bro, this is about my Son. The king gives a wedding feast for his Son, and he starts out and says, okay, you who are invited, you who think you're supposed to be in, come on, it's time. And what do? I got something else to do, right? Sunday morning, 9:30 is kind of early. It's really the only day I can sleep in.
It's a whole lot easier to just kind of hang out and watch the streaming version at home. No offense to anybody who's watching it. Just saying. There are good reasons to stay home, and I'm not knocking anybody on that. I'm just saying, you know, Saturday, you know, I'm busy. I got to catch up on housework on Saturday. Sunday, there's all those people there. Ugh, people. I got work to do. I've got my business to attend to. I got to prepare food. You know, Sunday dinner is important. The whole farming, livestock, agriculture, one went to his farm. These people don't really look that different from us. And I'll be honest with you, I got up this morning and I went, I really wish I could just sleep. And I'm standing up here. God doesn't call us because we're perfect or because we get it right. He calls us because of his Son. He's chosen you and invited you to be a part of the body of Christ because of who he is and not because of who you are. I mean, if it was because of who we are, we'd be in trouble. Jesus already anticipates how people are going to react. In this parable, he says, some of them seize the servants, treat them shamefully, and kill them. It's what the world has been doing to the prophets. It's what they do to Jesus, and sometimes it's what they do to us. We're not Christians because it's popular. Or if you are, you're a little mistaken. We're not here for the social or political advantage that it gives us. We're here because God reached in and said, despite the fact that you didn't want to get up this morning, you got angry at the people driving here. You see how that's a theme with me? Despite the fact that you are not always loving, you're not always good, despite your sinfulness, God chooses to love you, to bring you into his kingdom, and to make you a part of what he's doing in this world. So in this parable, when people are like, nah, I'm not so sure, God goes, I'm going to make a point. Bring everybody. Not just the church people. God is not about a group that shows up Sunday mornings and thinks we're better than everybody else. Our God is not a God who's about excluding people. He's a God who's about including people. Including people in his kingdom and including people in his Son. Because just like he reached into your life and turned things upside down and said, I will love you anyway, so he is for the rest of this world. This is his creation that he's claiming. This is his world. This, he says, no more will sin rule. Oh, they think they might win yet. But our God is in control. And it's not some sort of triumphal, hey, we're going to build some great cathedrals. It's God present in the lowly, in the undeserving. And the ones who inside are just like us. Sinners in search of a loving God. That's why we are invited as the body of Christ to be God's love in our community. And our community here at Desert Hope, where we love one another, and in the community that we live in the world we live in. Because God's invitation is, they gathered all they found, both bad and good. I'm glad they brought the bad, because that's how I got in. If you look hard at yourself, it's how you got in too. And if you walk out of these doors this morning believing anything else about everyone you encounter, well, there's a phrase about where you've got your head that I might use at work, but I won't use here. Because God has called us to be His light, not because we shine, but because He shines through us. God has called us to stick together to one another because we are His body, His hands and feet in this world, the mouths that proclaim His love. God has called us despite our sinfulness. He loves us anyway and has called us to proclaim that. Sounds like a lot of stuff we got to do, right? He's not done. Because there's more to the story. The king comes in and there's somebody, he doesn't have a wedding garment. Now, in the first century, when you're having a wedding like this, it's not, hey, everybody show up in your nice clothes. Especially not if they just got people off the street, right? The one hosting the party provided these things at the door. When this king called people to the feast, he gave them the fitting and appropriate clothing. He gave us cleansing from our sins, the white robes we wear in baptism. He gifts us with who he would have us be in his community. When he brings you in, he says, here, these things are for you. This is who you are and who you are to be here as we celebrate what my son has done. There's not a one of you that he hasn't gifted. Because he did it when he called you, he did it when he redeemed you, he did it when he renewed you. And you carry these things. Unless, of course, you don't put them on, right? If you're like this guy and you're like, nah, I just wanted to show up. I don't know. I'm just going to be here, right? And the king goes, hey, buddy, what are you doing? Who are you to think that you're not a part of things? Because the call on you is not to show up and be good and do the right things. The call on you is to come, to be loved and to love, to receive God's gifts and to be the overflow. You're not called to do good things, but to be. To be a child of God, to be clothed in the gifts that he gives you, to be this community for each other and for the world. These gifts are for us. Now this guy gets thrown out. I'm not going to touch that part right now. But the reality is that God has invited you not to do, but to be. To be his love in this world. To share this love with others. In the words of Robert Farah Kaplan, sit down, shut up, have a drink, and enjoy the feast of the Lamb. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.